I have my own podcast.
Okay, welcome back to TMI, guys. I'm Tank.
I'm Lank.
And we have a very, very, very special guest, one of our best friends and co-founders of Back Deck Radio. Check them out. And Dog with a Blog, Doug.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, today's podcast is going to be a little interesting, and I think I have some expertise on it. Because today, we're talking about Caller Daddy. I run my own podcast and somewhat of a podcast network called Dog with a Blog, DAWG.com, where I write blogs and other funny things. But today, we're talking about Caller Daddy.
I'm featured on it, so you should read it.
And I read it, so you should read it.
Lang barely knows how to read.
I want to just make it clear that I literally could care less.
Less.
About what's actually happening in all of this. I really could care
this
less.
Is something for me to do.
In yeah, but it's also a pop culture event. This has been trending on Twitter for 2 days.
Oh. But I don't really listen. I mean, I listen to them, but at the same time, I don't swear like, free the fathers. I'm not like praying that they get like.
I'm not gonna wear a sweatshirt that says degrade me.
Or I am unwell. I mean, maybe that one because it's cute, but like.
The only reason Alexandra Cooper from Caller Daddy got famous is because she was fucking Noah Syndergaard from the New York Mets.
Yeah.
And she made it into an article in the New York Times being like, oh, Noah Syndergaard flashing his new flame or however they fucking put it. And
she was a vlogger at the time too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
She was like an
up-and-coming influencer. Yeah, she played soccer at, what was it?
BU. She also went to my rival high school.
Apparently she was ugly.
She was ugly.
Yeah, I heard she really grew up.
I mean,
that's what money does, baby.
Yeah,
that's
you're right.
What it does. You glow up in an instant. You walk out the doctor's office.
Glow up with makeup.
So there's been a lot of tea, and me and Lank, being the nosy bitches that we are, just kind of got like a little involved in it. Can you give like a background of like what the tea is? What's the drama? Briefly.
Yes.
You don't have to go
yeah,
numbers.
Yeah, briefly.
But...
Briefly, Caller Daddy came on, or Dave Portnoy, who he's like, the slogan for Barstool is "For a Common Man by a Common Man." And he follows, obviously, a bunch of hot girls on Instagram. One of them was Alexandra Cooper. She released a podcast with her friend Sophia Franklin. He was like, this might work. Offered them each $75,000 to work there a year with incentives. It immediately exploded. With Barstool's platform, young college girls were able to like hear some of the stuff they were saying. Basically, what girls would say around a couch.
Yeah,
no
they said it's like
say.
Locker room talk, but for girls. Like,
exactly.
And it was like the first time girls were like, "Yeah, I want to
talking about it
on the like on Spotify," and we were all like, "Hell yeah!"
Right,
bitch.
Yeah, and it went incredibly mainstream. And Alexandra Cooper was, from what Dave said, and I think it's pretty obvious, the one that did all the editing, the one that put all the topics. So she thought she was due for a raise. And she got that raise, and then Dave isn't like a dick. So at a year in, they were both making $500,000. And then Sophia starts dating one of the head guys at HBO, who has all these connections.
Who is Suitman in their podcast.
Yes, who is Suitman described as a very sexy, good-looking guy, which we can get into later. But
he looks like Lord Farquaad, and I've seen
and
a lot.
He's not cute.
Dude, I've seen a lot of tweets that support that claim.
He's so. Not cute at all.
We'll get into that. But basically, they were planning on fucking over Barstool, painting a narrative that Barstool was incredibly sexist, and they didn't feel comfortable working there, so they wanted to take their talent somewhere else. The thing is, when you sign a contract, you can't just get out of a contract, especially when there's no evidence of Barstool being sexist or misogynistic towards you. So they're trying to stab Barstool in the back, and Barstool wants to keep them happy because they were a giant podcast. And then they just kept pushing the envelope a little too far, and finally Alexandra Cooper was like, I'm sorry, Sophia, like Barstool gave us our first chance and they're offering us $1 million a year plus the rights to our podcast.
That's a smart bitch.
That is so good.
Smart fucking bitch right there.
And then Sophia knows. No, my boyfriend could get us a bigger deal, and now they fucking...
Sophia put on her Instagram stories today. Her, it was so, it was poorly
written. It was a cry for help.
It was such a cry for help. That's how I was trying to explain
but
it.
But she's
to
also
you
really smart.
Yeah, oh yeah, she is, because it was like, it was very sweet. She, Lank said it perfectly. She danced around the point.
Yeah, she really didn't like...
I think the most important thing is she didn't go at Barstool because Dave Portnoy would have fucking cut her head off with screenshots. Her smartest move, the reason why at this point, I don't think it's out of the question that Dave Portnoy runs for president. Probably won't win, but runs next election, because the one thing he always had was like, oh my God, he's so sexist. Like, he's terrible to women. And he fucking... I mean, like, I think it's a bunch of feminist bullshit and it's really stupid, but a lot of people see Caller Daddy as kind of a very powerful podcast for women because they can talk about their vaginas and stuff.
I think it's already stuff we don't know. Like, it's all stuff we know.
But
you guys are not normal people.
I think Alexandra's way prettier.
Sophia Franklin's way hotter.
I'm sorry, but Lank, like, because she has that cute little baby face, but like, Lank, me and you, if we put some filling in our lips, I got my nose job and we got our titties done, we could be that. And
we could, like, look like that.
A little more raunchier than we are. Like, we have a little morals to, like, hold ourselves back sometimes.
Yeah.
It's
funny because, like, Alexandra and Sophia still have, like, at Caller Daddy podcast and stuff, like, in their bio.
There's of them together. But apparently, what, they moved out? They don't live together anymore?
I don't think that... There's no fucking way they live together anymore. I mean, if I could guess, like, either Alex moved out or it's most likely Sophia's living in a penthouse with a guy who's an executive at HBO.
Wait, so are they still going to make podcasts?
No. Alexandra Cooper... has signed a deal where she has the rights to 75% of Caller Daddy, and that she will work at Barstool Sports for another year. And I think that's probably her smartest move, because anyone, like, yes, it's going to be different. Like, they won't actually be best friends, probably live together. But I mean, if you put some girl, even like a fucking porn star could be with Alexandra Cooper, it'd make great content.
Yeah.
This is Queen Bee and I'm gay.
All right, on that note, that's all we have for today's episode on our little investigation into the Caller Daddy tea. We hope you enjoyed, and thank you, Doug, so much for being on. We really appreciate it.
One, make sure you give Doug's blog a read. It's super good. Dog with a blog. It's really great content.
And make sure you listen to Back Deck Radio and The Early Thing with Connell Lynch. That is my personal favorite. All right, guys, till next time.